NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery at 104.5 The Zone. Appreciate BJ Armstrong and Jerry Stackhouse joining us in hour number one. If you miss those interviews, you can get them on the podcast page a little bit later, 104.5thezone.com. And just check out the podcast page. Guess what? We have live sports going on this weekend. The NASCAR guys are finally back on the track Sunday at Darlington. Woody Kane from MRN joins us now at WY Kane. Woody, what's up? How are you?
I'm just ready to get back and have some real sports to talk about for a change, guys. And I come bearing gifts because NASCAR has just released further information about what tracks will be next after Darlington and Charlotte that had already been released. Tennessee, Bristol is next up after that, May 30th and 31st with the Xfinity and Cup Series.
Wow. That's awesome news, brother. Appreciate that. Yeah, we'll get that on Twitter.
Breaking news on 3HL. I like it. Oh, Bristol will be very excited. Yeah.
Yep. Well, Woody, how excited are you about Sunday, man? It's been a while. It's been 10 weeks.
You know that feeling when you run downstairs on Christmas Day and you're a kid and you're thinking you're going to get the bike and you actually get it? It's kind of like that.
I'm curious. It's the whole 10 weeks. It's, you know, how much of this for the drivers is, oh, it's like riding a bike. How much rust is going to have to be knocked off for, you know, pit crews and things like that? Or have they already been, you know, trained? It's fascinating to me to see what this looks like. What do you think it looks like from a knocking the rust off standpoint?
Well, I was talking with Matt Kenseth recently. You know, he's going to replace Kyle Larson in the 42 car, a veteran, former champion. And he said, with all the experience that he has, he said, I'd be lying if I could tell you there wasn't going to be any rust. Compounded by not only being off 2 months, but there will be no practice. There will be no qualifying. The first time those guys get on the track will be when they're making pace laps before they get the green flag and they're going to fly off into turn one wide open, and we'll see how that works out. You know, the veterans might know to kind of take it easy because you have to be there at the end to win. Some of these rookies, a young guy might go woohoo and fly off in there and take out 8 cars. Who knows? There'll be some fingernails chewed down to the quick, I think, though, when we get ready to go green Sunday afternoon.
Well, Woody, Darlington, not the easiest track to start with after a 10-week break either, right?
Yeah, it's a very abrasive track. It chews up tires. They'll have a competition caution at lap 30 to give everybody an opportunity to check that out. And with no practice to lay off the rust that we talked about, and, you know, they call it the track too tough to tame anyway under normal circumstances, and these certainly aren't normal circumstances, so it's definitely going to be tough. It'll be a track, I think, where you probably would look for a veteran to shine, maybe a guy like a Denny Hamlin, who's already won the Daytona 500 this year and has won twice at Darlington. Maybe a guy like a Joey Logano, who's already won 2 races this year after Team Penske swapped their crew chiefs in the offseason. I think you would likely expect a guy, a veteran, to shine here. Even though a young guy in Erik Jones won this race last time we were there, I still kind of just got this feeling it's going to have to be a veteran this weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly what my next question was going to be. It's interesting. Denny Hamlin has had success in Darlington. Joey Logano has been killing it this year. And that was my question. Do you think under the circumstances that do you think the veteran guys or the younger guys have an advantage here?
I think the veteran guys do. I mean, Jimmy Johnson's won there 3 times, and that team has shown that they're starting to turn the corner, it seems like. Kyle Busch has won there. You know, he's the champion, so you can't count him out. Kevin Harvick has won at Darlington. You can't count him out as well. Brad Keselowski has won there. Martin Truex Jr. has won there. So I think somebody like that who has won at the track before and who has got enough veteran input, Denny called it old guy knowledge, so that you can give your crew chief some feedback because they're going to be very – conservative on their setups. They don't want to try and get the splitters into the track like they would if they had practice right off the bat. They'll give themselves some leeway and then adjust as they go on. So the guys who are really good at giving feedback and communicating with their crew chief, you know, the car feels like this, I need it to do that, let's try this, those guys will be the ones who will rise to the front.
How challenging do you think it'll be to exercise the whole social distancing thing down there in pit road?
I think it's going to be very challenging, but they have worked very hard and very diligently to make sure that they can do that. NASCAR has not just come up with their own set of rules in a vacuum. They've worked with the state and local officials as well as medical officials to try and make this go off well. They have also shaken their finger at everybody who's going to be there to not cross the line, not step out of line, or they will fine you and could throw you out of the track. Masks will be required from everybody on the property. You'll have to be tested this week before you go, when you arrive, and when you leave. Now, I don't mean testing like with the big swab up your nose, because that takes a long time to get the results back, and they didn't want to take those away from someone who might need them, like a medical professional. I'm talking screening, like temperature checks, symptom checks, that type of thing. And if they think that you have something, they will escort you to a medical area on the property. They're being very strict about this because, I mean, look, this is the first national sport that's really going to come back. The whole sporting world is going to have their eyes on NASCAR. People who never really paid attention before are probably going to tune this in because everybody's hungry for some competition, right? So they don't want to have something happen that's outside the bounds and somebody gets sick or something crazy happens. They're being as strict as they can, as rigid as they can, and making sure that they have the best information that they can going forward to make this happen. Without 60,000 people that would normally be there for the Southern 500, they'll have all kinds of room in the infield where they can spread everybody out. The drivers won't even get to the cars until like 10 minutes before the national anthem. You know, that's the first time they'll get near the cars on that weekend. They'll also use both garages, the Xfinity garage and the Cup garage, so they can spread everybody out so they won't be all over top of each other. They'll have limited personnel, only 16 people, including the driver and the guy that drives the hauler to the track. So they're going to do everything they can to space people out.
Ryan Newman is back this weekend after that horrifying wreck.
Unreal.
In the Daytona 500. Yeah, it's fabulous news to see him back. What kind of mental block, even though he's a veteran driver and has been involved in horrific crashes before, what's the mental block that might come with a return right now for him?
You know, it's interesting you should ask, because right before I talked to you guys, I had an interview with Ryan Newman that we're going to air in our pre-race show Sunday at 2:30 Eastern time. And he is eager and raring to go. And I don't know if anybody knows this. I did before I started looking. I wanted to see how bad some of his other wrecks have been. Because if you're a veteran and you've been around, you've been through some wrecks if you're a NASCAR driver. And there is actually a Ryan Newman crash highlight reel on YouTube. I didn't know that. And I looked and I found it. And I found some that were really horrific and asked him. He said this one hurt probably worse than any he's ever had, but he doesn't really remember. He got knocked out and doesn't really remember the impact at all. Although painfully afterwards, he said this was probably the worst one he had, particularly on his shoulder area, his left shoulder, where he got hit in the door when Corey LaJoie came along. But he's in good spirits. He's eager to get back at it. This coronavirus, if you can say there is any bright side to it, it gave him some time to heal to where he can come back here this weekend at Darlington. But he is raring to go. He can't wait. He doesn't seem like a guy who's, you know, shying away from it or nervous about it at all. Like I say, he's been through plenty of crashes before, and he's just ready to go. He's eager to get back at it.
Darlington, this weekend, you can hear MRN coverage beginning at 1:30 right here on 104.5 The Zone. Woody, always enjoy talking with you, man. Have fun this weekend.
You bet we will, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. How about that? Bristol, the third stop on the tour. That news is coming down. That'll be really
breaking
cool
news for us today.
Absolutely love it. There is a professor that won't do what everyone at a certain college will do. I know that's a little strange setup, but we've got that for you here in a couple of minutes. You want to hear this story, and Don may go, I call BS Thursday edition on that deal. GumptonMotors.com. That is the website. Make your appointment online. You can do that if you want to. In fact, you can purchase your entire vehicle. You can go through the entire process right there online if you so choose. If that's what you want to do. If you want to go see the guys, you can do it. They're in Springfield, Tennessee, 30 minutes from downtown Nashville. 3450 Tom Austin Highway is the address, just 30 minutes from downtown Nashville. But check them out online right now, GumptonMotors.com. The entire inventory is there. Again, you can make an appointment there if you want to. Then your sales guy knows when you're coming, and they can utilize the six-foot gap and still get done what you need to get done. That's getting you in that next new vehicle, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, or Jeep, new or pre-owned. All they ask is that you include them in your process, and that's all I ask, because you're going to absolutely love these guys. I've bought multiple vehicles from them. They're awesome, awesome people. The service department at Gupton, rocking and rolling. If you want to use no contact service, you could do it. They're using the night drop, or they could pick up your vehicle from you. Again, that's Gupton Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 3450 Tom Austin Highway, GuptonMotors.com.
Preparing.